This is the Lifted Life Podcast. We created this show to help you live a lifted life. Let's do it.
Welcome back, everybody. Episode 45. People who go after their dreams do this.
Dun, dun, dun. So we can't give it away right away. First, I have to kind of intro the episode. It was a dark, stormy day in Kansas City. Cue the thunder. Boom. Oh. So we did a couple mic warm-ups, and every time I said it was a dark, stormy day, because it is, and it's thundering, and
raining,
and windy, and dark, and gloomy, and I absolutely love it, because the weather doesn't determine my mood. I do. And I kind of like the cozy mood of rain and some tea or coffee and maybe a candle and some blankies. Oh, do you hear
There's the thunder?
Cue the thunder. Anyway, so that's the mood. It's our last full week before our kiddos go back to school. So we're recording this with them at home. We're pretty excited to be jumping back into the full swing of things. And yeah, we're pumped up to be here in your earbuds today. And we're talking about the thing that we think can separate people from just thinking about their dreams and actually going after them. So what is it, Tim? What is it? What is the thing that separates those two groups of people or those two ways of being?
Action. I think a lot of people...
Lame. That's not what we said it was called. I'm kidding. I
think a lot of people have the dreams, and then they start thinking about the dreams, thinking about how to do it, and the how, I guess, would be one thing that's in the way. Because you get caught up in the how, like, yeah, but I have to do this, and the how gets so big, it's like, but I can't do that. Mm-hmm. And then I think a lot of people just turn away. Like, well, that was a great dream, but the how's too big, so... I don't take any action, and
they're overthinking mm-hmm. it instead of moving into just immediate action. Mm-hmm. I think some people would say, well, it's not smart to take immediate action because what if I hadn't fully thought it over? And the truth is, I think oftentimes we've thought about it plenty. Just take some small action, see how it goes. And that's exactly what I shared in our Lifted Life Facebook group the other day. I shared a video and I was not very polished. It wasn't the perfect time for a video. But I knew that if I didn't share that insight right then and there, that tomorrow would come. Maybe a new insight or a new way of looking at the insight. And really the way I was viewing the insight that evening was perfect. It needed to be shared. And so I took imperfect action and I moved out of my way of, oh my gosh, my hair is so fluffy right now. It just is with this humidity, people, you don't know the struggle, or maybe you do. And if you do, it's real. So anyway, just kidding. But taking imperfect perfect action means not overthinking it, taking that step, and overall, the thing that I think separates the people from the thinkers and the doers, the people who go after their dreams or their desires and those who don't, is the willingness to be a beginner. Mm-hmm. That's the real like kicker, I think. And being a beginner means taking an action, means getting out of your own way and taking some mm-hmm. small step. So obviously we're talking about this, or maybe it's not obvious, but obvious to me and you. Mm-hmm. Cue the thunder. It's obvious to me and you because you just recently became a beginner at something. So we thought we would chew on it a little bit.
Yeah. So like I was saying before, I think in the past I've had let the how get in the way and been really working on being aware of that, identifying that. And recently there's a song that a friend turned me on to that was the acoustic version of the song that I really like. And
to be clear, you always love the song.
Always love the song. I've probably heard the acoustic somewhere, but they brought it up and said, have you heard it, this specific one? So I heard it, and that thought popped in my head. I'd like to be able to play that. And I believe if the thought comes in my head, it means it's possible. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe I'm not willing to put in the time and the effort and the energy to do it, but if I can think it, I can do it. Mm-hmm. So I said, I'm going to play this song. Well, the first action was go buy a guitar. I don't own a guitar. And the first step, I said, I have to buy a guitar.
For the record, you never asked to borrow my ukulele for this.
This takes 6 strings. And there's very specific instructions on YouTube how to play the song. And the ukulele was not one of them.
But to be clear, you never asked. If you had asked, I would have considered letting you borrow it.
I considered asking, but that's, no.
It's so me, though. Like, you were holding this big old guitar, and I was thinking, I am so glad I have this really cute little ukulele. Anyway.
But to your point, it really wasn't that comfortable to go to music store.
Oh, my gosh, you guys, this guy.
Walk in.
Even if he needs help, he doesn't need help. But I don't need help.
But even, I know what you're saying, but even going in there, and I'm like, you know, I just have to submit to this. I have to be a beginner. And I went to the front desk, and it was very hard. And I said, excuse me, can you explain guitars to me?
But here's the funny thing. Like,
the only thing I knew I wanted was a black one, which he quickly talked me out of.
He said, what are you, 13? Oh, my gosh, that was so funny.
But I.
He was awesome.
He was awesome. His name's Kurt. Kurt, if you're listening, thank you.
Thanks, Kurt.
But I was willing to be a beginner because I knew that that's where I have to start. Because at some point in my life, in sixth grade, I believed that I wasn't good at musical instruments.
And what about asking for help? Like, that comes so easily for me. I would be like, hoo-hoo, get us some help over here. Thank you so much. Hey, how are you? How's your day?
Well, that's the difference between you and I. I don't really care why I don't want to ask for help. I'm more interested in just start asking for help. Like, I don't need to go back
but
and figure out.
But sometimes, if you can figure out why, it makes it so easy because it's like, well, that's not a true belief for me anymore. Why? Maybe it's because I think it's a sign of weakness. Do I think that's true? No. Okay, pivot, move on. Mm-hmm. So for me, asking why helps me to see more clearly the beliefs that I'm under the illusion of.
Okay. I'm glad it's useful for you.
I am going to jack you up, Tim Hall. Okay. So you asked for help. Uncomfortable. You were a complete beginner knowing nothing about it and said, I want a black one. And that was, we all laughed and that was good, right?
But I was kind of honest that I didn't know enough. The only thing I knew was the black one looked kind of attractive. It matched my car. Seemed like a good idea.
What are you, 13?
And that's what he said. What are you, 13? And he actually said, I will not sell you this guitar.
Yeah, he said, I will not sell you a black guitar, which was awesome.
Which was awesome. He was a very nice guy. He explained to me the differences. And there was also another local dude that I think hangs out in there. He explained in great detail the differences.
He was awesome, too.
He was awesome as well.
Well, to be honest, I've only been playing 2 months.
But I was willing to be a beginner, and I was educated on the difference between acoustic guitars and selected a nice one. Mm-hmm. Came home and realized that this is going to be really hard. Extremely hard. But I knew I had to break it down. I knew I had to go into small pieces. But I still struggled with it. And thankfully, our daughter had a friend over, and her dad's a
musician,
and he writes music. And I hadn't quite been aware that I still don't like to ask for help, and I tried to hide from him, and you...
I said, he's coming over, he's going to pick up his daughter. Hey, he's a musician. What do you say? You ask just a couple tips. Like, get his insight. Yeah, don't reinvent the wheel. No, self. Don't... And then guess what?
And
he saw the guitar. He was excited and lit up.
Even though I was willing to be a beginner at the music store, I still was a little bit afraid one-on-one to be a beginner
in
front of
him. Maybe it's because you haven't asked why.
Maybe. Maybe I should spend some time asking why. But as we sat down and went through it, I had already done some pre-work, so I kind of knew generally a few things I had to do, but it didn't make sense to me. I couldn't quite reconcile them. Just him saying a few words, I'm like, oh, that's what that means. And then I start asking questions, and he's like, yeah, it's like this and like that. I'm like, yeah, it's still too hard. And he's like, break it down smaller, 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 smaller. And eventually...
There's nothing like that real life feedback, because our son, who was trying to do a Rubik's Cube, was only watching YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. We even bought a little mini course for him that we paid for. I thought, well, maybe paid help online's better. Mm-hmm. And then my twin flame's husband ended up, oh, I can do that. Let's do a FaceTime video, and spent some very sweet, precious time helping our son. And then he nailed it. Yep. So just that feedback of being real time is so cool. So that's exactly what clicked for you. Sure, you have all the YouTube videos in the world. So this is also a testament to the importance of connecting with someone to meet you where you are. So that comes to mind immediately too. So sorry, do you remember where you're at?
So working through the small pieces, like he said, like I already knew I had to do, but by him explaining how to even break it down smaller, 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 And like the first time hearing some resemblance of the song, like it's not the song. There's some thunder.
And I have a Jack Russell mix on my lap because she's terrified of the thunder, but hopefully she doesn't make a ruckus.
But hearing that resemblance of the song, just one note that was sort of the song.
I did it.
Was the validation I need, like the feeling like this is what I was going for. And then realizing, I was telling you this morning, that the kids were kind of coming in and out of the room, but they're watching and they're seeing me not being afraid to be a beginner and knowing that's not the right thing, but knowing I need repetition, knowing I need intensity, knowing that I need to keep trying and trying and trying. And just them seeing me do that, I think is amazing. I think they get to learn like, oh, things aren't necessarily easy all the time, but if you keep trying and you're willing to be a beginner and you're willing to try, you can achieve it.
Yeah. It's modeling so much. I had another thought. I'm trying to remember. I think I might have lost it. Being a beginner. Sorry. That thunder really threw me off, and so did the dog. Do you think there was a time where you wouldn't have been willing to be a beginner?
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago, probably.
Okay. No, what do you think is your advice to people that are like, I don't want to?
Honestly, for me, it's practice what you preach. I mean, we've been kind of talking a lot about you're after the feeling, you're not after the results. You know, you say all this stuff and then it's like, well, you have to live it too. Mm-hmm. If you're going to say this, you have to believe it. And for me, the first time I had the vision that I want to play this, I'm like, then you have to move. You have to go. Mm-hmm. And yes, you're going to be a beginner. Yes, you're going to suck. Yes, my fingers hurt. I can't feel the tips of them. And I've only been doing this 2 days. But you have to try. You have to go.
Okay, I thought of it.
Yeah.
So you said, I got it. I brought it home and it was really hard. And I think that what a lot of life experience has taught me is that it's storytelling 101 once again. If you tell the story, it's hard, so I shouldn't do it. It's totally different than it's hard and that's part of why it's so rewarding. Or it's hard and I can do hard things. It's tricky, but I know this is day one on the journey that could be a lifelong hobby. Like this could be your favorite way to unwind once you connect to how fun it is. And I just think that if you're not aware of the story that's going on in the background of your mind, then you won't go after your dreams. You'll be the stuck in the overthinking category.
Well, I think like you said, I realized that just now as you were explaining that, what did I realize? Oh, hard.
I think the thunder is really distracting us both.
A little bit.
Is it? I wonder if the listeners are like, I just wish I could see that storm.
I think the payoff from the hard is what makes it worth it. Like, I think I enjoy hard things because they are difficult. They're frustrating. But when you first get that achievement, they made it all worth it.
Yeah.
So I used to think I don't like to do things that are hard, but I think actually I prefer to do things that are hard because that payoff is so worth it.
Well, I think it's about being challenging in just the right way. If it was instead like it needs to sound like you would sound at a concert in 10 days, then it's too hard. So don't make such massive, you know, goals for yourself that scare you to the point of not doing anything. Instead, it's all about the story you're telling. Well, if I could get just the first 2 seconds, if I could get that first chord, breaking it down in a way that inspires you and not something that is so daunting.
Yeah, I think that's what was interesting. I know for Mason was that I was telling him that I just want to play this one song. I want to play Everlong by Foo Fighters.
I don't understand that either.
That's what I... There's something in me. I just want to play that song.
But I mean, you put that much time and effort into learning the chords. Like, yeah, I want to learn that one first and foremost.
That's the thing. Everyone's like, well, learn this chord and that chord and then strum. I'm like, no, I don't want to know that stuff right now. I want to play the song. Mm-hmm. And I've just been focused on that song and I'm going to play that song.
But I think learning that song, you'll learn all those other things too.
Yeah, I think.
But everybody's different, right? It reminds me of when people say, I just want to write one book. And it's like writing a book's really hard. If you're going to learn what it takes to write a book and to weave a story or a narrative or whatever in a way that is compelling to readers, wouldn't you want to write another one? But everybody different.
Yeah, but I think once you write the book, the muscle memory's been done. You know you've done it, and the next one's going to be...
But I mean, I guess what I'm saying
is... Same for a person that's never wrote a book.
It sounds like something that someone who doesn't fully trust their self or their ability. I just want to do this one thing. It's like, but you're... capable of so much more. And if you're putting that much time into it, to me, it feels a little lack, but maybe it's just different ways of thinking about the world. Let's go back to my question that you totally flaked off and pretended I didn't ask, which is, what would you say to someone who's like stuck in the overthinking, stuck in the I can't really take action because I haven't really thought it all the way through, kind of like you used to be? I'm a little more impulsive, let's be honest. Yeah. There's downsides and upsides to different personality traits.
I think the first thing would be, are you stuck in the how? Mm-hmm. I mean, technically there is, you need to know a little bit of the how, because like, how do I get to the store to buy the guitar? Like, you need to know that, I suppose. But but the how is really irrelevant. And trying to see if you're caught in that. And if you are, just break it down to the smallest how. Like I said, how do
one tiny action I could take that would move me in the direction of my goals or dreams?
Because you need the momentum. The problem is you don't have momentum. You're stuck in a spot and you don't know how. So you got to do something to get yourself moving in that direction.
I think that, let's just say someone weren't prepared to make that investment of a guitar. They could go to the guitar store. Drive out there. Spend some time asking some questions.
Mm-hmm. Pick one up, strum it. See, oh, that feels good. That feels comfortable. I don't like this one. I want a black one.
Yeah. Right. So like one small action. It's just like when it reminds me actually of this house that we're in right now, which was a pretty big move for us. It felt kind of like impossible because it was a bigger, nicer house than the one we were in before. So we were like, ooh, I don't know. Let's just go look at it. Mm. And so simply by surrounding yourself with what you want, you're creating a new type of energy. You're paving pathways in the brain for it to consider it a possibility. Drive around in the neighborhood that you want to live in, or, you know, test drive the car, they say. Go to the guitar store and pick up a couple guitars. Okay,
since you brought it up, we can go get weird.
In this segment, it's called Let's Get Weird.
We need some sort of a musical intro for that.
I think once we get even bigger here, I'm actually in the process of hiring a PA and a VA. It's so exciting. PA is a local personal assistant here in Kansas City, and a VA is someone that I've connected with online exclusively that's going to be helping us. So get ready for some mega big changes. They might even be able to add some music in the middle that says, "Let's get weird."
It's okay. Not that weird, but
well, that's lame. Come on.
This morning when I was doing my journaling, I was kind of reflecting on yesterday and kind of thinking about, you know, what am I focusing on? What am I telling the universe that I want? What signal am I sending out saying this is what I'd like to receive? And I was kind of recounting yesterday, and I realized, well, obviously you, for the last 3 days, you've been obsessed about this guitar and you've been projecting, I want to learn this song. Well, what did you receive? You received a guitar.
A musician walked into your house.
You received a pick, which I couldn't find, which I was looking forever. I got a pick. And then, lo and behold, a musician walks in the home and gives me a personal lesson for free. So,
I love it.
But what's the story there?
You're a powerful manifester.
I'm a powerful manifester, but I also had resistance. I had resistance in two places. I had resistance in the store, and I had resistance when he came in the home. So
I pushed you into both of them.
I know, but that's my lesson, though, right? Is to identify the resistance and don't resist. Mm-hmm. So
the guitar pick was a milder story, but you did have to go dig through our son's room to find it.
I did, but that's what set the whole thing up, right? Because we were calling around. Because I went to the store. They were closed. They didn't have a pick. Or they had a pick, but they were closed. Then we're like, oh, who in the neighborhood has one? We're making lists, and we're trying to figure out who we could call, which is ridiculous. But that whole thing set up the whole thing of having a musician walk in the home and give me a private lesson.
That is the coolest way of looking at it. Wow. But do you see that actually happened? But if you didn't tell the story in that way, then the heart-expanding gratitude and awe couldn't have been experienced. So this is yet another lesson in storytelling. Even I didn't see exactly how magnificent that synchronicity, help me out, that's right, really was.
I'm going to accept it. I don't know if it's...
I know you don't. I love that. That is so cool.
Yeah.
But if you don't tell the story that way...
Well, this is a side note, but if you don't go back and reaccount your wins and how you created your reality, then you won't be aware of it. So that's what you have to do. You have to go back and take all the things that you have in your life and that you're appreciating and see how you got them and how you attracted them. Mm-hmm. And then once you learn that, then you can attract anything in your life or other things that you want.
Love it to the max. All right, we're going to take a quick break to thank one of our customers who left a review. Now, I should have practiced this. I should have talked to you about this, but I didn't. But I absolutely love that Josie left this review. Excelente para el beneficio de nuestros cuerpo. I don't know that last word. Okay, and what my caption for this was, you're not speaking my native language, but you are speaking my love language. And basically, here's the scoop. We don't even ship internationally. I don't think, so I know that we used to, okay, this is complicated. I posted about it on Instagram. We sell exclusively on Amazon.com and from our website. You can buy directly from us. Amazon was suddenly allowing orders to Canada and into Europe and Mexico, and we didn't even do anything different. And then we're like, okay, these customers are paying extra for shipping. It takes so a long time to get there. It has to do all this trouble. Let's go ahead and try to get into those international places that we can serve these customers more quickly, more efficiently. When we tried to do that, Amazon suddenly stopped selling to those people through Amazon.com. We don't know why. We've had our own customers call and say, hey, I used to be buying this mood boosting probiotic, or I used to be buying the Bifidus mood boost, and now I can't. And Amazon's like, no, it doesn't look like there's a problem here. And it's very confusing and frustrating. So we're continuing to work on that. If you bought from us once and you can't buy from us anymore and you're in a pinch, like, oh my gosh, I love this mood boosting probiotic and I'm down to like 10 capsules, I'm freaking out. Don't freak out. Stay calm. Contact us directly, especially if you're willing to order 3 bottles or more, because what we're willing to do is fill out a customs form by hand, stand in line at the post office for you and get you that. It is quite a pain, but we understand you're in a pinch and you already got hooked on this product. And the last thing we want to do is get someone hooked on a probiotic that finally works and it's helping their anxiety. It's helping all these things. And then suddenly they don't have access to it anymore. That really bothers me. Now there's some people who are like, I want to try it. And I don't really want to force them to buy 3 bottles. That's not my style at all. So I'm trying to figure out how to help them, but it really is difficult to get those international orders out. And if you know a way to do international easier, let us know that too.
And also, I barely passed Spanish in high school. Yeah. So if you know what Sylvia just said, could you write that
no,
to us?
No, I typed it into Google Translate, and it basically said it's beneficial for the body. Positive benefits for the body, basically, I think. But cool. Once again, if you actually know precisely exactly, and you know, you can share that with us. But I was really pumped. When I read that review, it just made me so happy. I did a little shimmy, and I love that we have multilingual customers that speak Spanish and German. I know we have a lot of actually people that speak a lot of different languages, but it was cool that they left a review in their native language. So we appreciate you. Okay. So in this episode, we're going to do a little recap. We talked about what's the way? People who go after their dreams do this. And Tim Hall broke it down as action. They take action. They don't stay stuck in their head. They don't overthink it. I broke it down as they're willing to be beginners. Some people say they're willing to suck at it. And that was just kind of a little bit of a crude way to put it, but it's simply true. If you're willing to suck at playing the guitar, then you actually are more likely to actually play the guitar and get better. But so many people aren't willing to look silly, look foolish, be the beginner. And so our tip for you today for a lifted life is simply be willing to be a beginner in your life. If there's something you want that you don't have now, you've got to step into that. And how can you tell a story in a way that's not degrading or frustrating, but instead invigorating and makes you feel youthful and energized? That is the invitation.
So the way I explained it to our son was, he was kind of asking about, you know, making mistakes and if it's frustrating. And I told him, this is how I look at it. There's a future version of me that can play the song completely, perfectly. The difference between that me and the me now is about X number of mistakes. So I'm going to make 30,000 mistakes from now till then. So every mistake I make, I'm one mistake closer to being that person that can play that song.
Love it. And that reminded me of a tip I learned from the book, The Prosperous Coach by Steve Chandler and Rich Lifton. If you're in the coaching industry, I highly recommend that book. Not only does it talk about creating prosperity for yourself as a coach, but also for your clients. But one of the best tidbits I learned from that book was that yes lives in the land of no, which simply means that you have to be willing to get the no's if you want the yes. Mm-hmm. And you can apply that to sales. You can apply that to anything in your life, that the more you go after it, the more you try, you're going to get the no's, but the yes is living out there.
And obviously this applies to lots of things. Like, I'm giving a real life example that's literally 2 days old. Mm-hmm. And that's a dream of mine, is play a guitar. Now,
since when? Like, that's buried deep. So
no, it is deep. Like, I've always liked seeing the lead singer sing and playing guitar. Like, it's always been cool.
Yeah. And then there's a story. I'm not good at music. I'm not mm-hmm. good at instruments. I don't have any rhythm. Mm-hmm. It's too hard. Right. Yep. So I think it's so cool that even in the time of this podcast, 25 some minutes, it went from, I woke up one day wanting to play, but really your desires aren't random.
I think I woke up one day willing to take action. It's more likely the truth. But my point was that there's probably people listening like, I could do that in my sleep. Like, what do you mean? Like, well, then their dream is something different. And it doesn't have to be this great big grand thing. It can be something really small. But the fact that you have a willingness to do it means that you can.
Yeah. Let's say it's yoga. You don't have to sign up for the $80 package. You can buy a $10 yoga mat and just do a couple stretches and introduce yourself slowly. Read a book. Grab a video on YouTube.
Is that a hint?
Yoga.
You know, yoga's on my list.
You got a lot of things on your list, love. Hey. How about we work on this house? What do you say? Yoga with Adrian. A lot of people like that. It's a YouTube. She's really cool and helpful. Anyway, one small step. And if you decide to take one small step, if you decide that you're tired of overthinking, you're ready to be a beginner and take action, we want to hear about it. Don't you think, Tim?
I do.
I'm pumped up. Shout us out over on Instagram in our stories or on Facebook. Lifted Naturals is our name. We love you. Thanks for listening. Make it a great week.